Hello, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of our tech podcast by Bosch Rexroth. My name is Robert Weber, and next to me is Till Deubel. Welcome, Till, to the podcast.
Hi, Robert. Thanks for having me, and welcome from my side as well.
Please introduce yourself briefly to the listeners.
Sure. I am with the Hydraulic since, I think, now nearly 20 years here with Industrial Hydraulics with Bosch Rexroth, and have kind of wandered between the worlds of development on one side and sales on the other side. And currently, I'm responsible for the global application support for plastic machinery.
We want to talk about digitalization and hydraulics. How do both fit together, both topics?
Well, they fit together very well from my perspective. And the reason for that is that we have, on the one hand, hydraulic technology, very traditional classic technology with specific strength, like high power density, very robust and great to move anything heavy, but at the same time with a high precision. And on the other hand, we have digitalization, which helps us to elevate the hydraulics one step further, which helps us to optimize the usability of the hydraulics, which optimizes the performance of a hydraulic and which helps us to adapt the hydraulic even better to the needs of a specific application.
How difficult is to combine these two worlds? So this traditional hydraulic world and this new approach with digitalization?
Well, they complement each other pretty well. However, we always have to make sure that the digitalization isn't just for the sake of digitalization, but that it is actually helping us to improve something around the hydraulics. And that's sometimes the challenge, because just putting something digital on the product, that's easy. But putting something digital on the product, which actually then helps to improve certain features, certain qualities, certain technical specification of a product, that's the challenge. And that's something which we are doing now since quite a few years and which has developed by now into a whole system and whole ecosystem, which helps us to support with digitalization basically all steps of a product lifecycle.
But what pain do you solve for your customer with the digitalization?
Well, the pain we solve is, of course, specific to the type of application and specific to the phase you are looking at. For example, our digital solutions are supporting our products in the main phases of the life cycle, starting with looking for the right components, the engineering phase of building a machine, looking for the right components and putting them together to a system which is functioning. It supports the phase of the commissioning of our products. Of course, the phase of the...
I want to start with the design or the engineering phase. Mm-hmm. You do that online with a configuration tool, or what is the idea behind this?
Several ways how the digitalization is supporting the engineering phase. One thing, of course, and you mentioned it already, are the configurators we are offering, which are helping our customers to easily choose a component and hydraulic system which fits their specific application. For example, we have a configurator which helps you to choose the right motor pump combination for a speed variable pump drive. That's a pump drive where you can basically change the speed of electrical motor, and by that you change how much oil output you have from the pump. By that you can have a very energy efficient way to control your hydraulic system. And this configurator we have for that is you can enter the need for a certain pressure and a certain volume flow over time into this configurator, basically the cycle of the machine. And then the configurator calculates in the background what are suitable motor pump combination, motor pump groups, and how do they compare to each other for this specific application, for this specific cycle the customer has entered. And that's, of course, much easier than the method which was often used before, kind of the rule of thumb and kind of being a little bit on the safe side, which is, of course, okay as well, but leads to maybe not as efficient as possible component, and maybe, of course, also to higher cost. And that's something which is very important to our customer, to have something which fits and which is not only giving a superior performance, but that as a reasonable cost.
How popular is this configurator?
we started with just a few configurators on our system, on our web page, and they were so popular that we keep adding new configurators for valves, for selectors, for choosing the right valve component, the right valve type, one by one, because we see that customers are more and more using this channel of information about our product.
Okay, let's talk about commissioning. How does the digitalization help the customer in this phase?
Maybe one thing which is kind of on the border between the engineering phase and the commissioning phase are the digital models we are offering from our component.
Digital twins.
The digital twins, which is part of the digital twin of a product and which allows you in the engineering phase to simulate, to take a model of a component which kind of describes the behavior of a product and plug that in into a system simulation, which allows you to simulate the behavior of your machine even before you start commissioning, even before you start purchasing certain parts, and even before you maybe make go down a road where you find out later that doesn't fit. And this digital models also help you in the commissioning phase, because the configuration, the parameters you kind of find out or engineer in the digital world, in the simulation, you can then transfer onto the components and basically have a jump start on the commissioning. As well as, that's on the digital twin side, we are offering...
we have an own episode on digital twin topic, right?
There is one coming up, yes. And another thing we are doing to support commissioning are wizards to support, to give you a step-by-step
support. It's a YouTube video, or what is
it? No, it's much more than a YouTube video. YouTube video could only give you one possible way of installing, and depending on the specific setup, that might not fit perfectly. And now we have configurators which actually are involving you in a dialogue, and which give you a step-by-step access to the right setup, and which also are connected with a component of a system during the setup. For example, when you are doing a setup of an HPU, an hydraulic power unit, the configurator and the setup wizard might ask you to open a specific bleed screw to let out the air, shows your picture where you find this bleed screw, and as soon as you confirm it, you would open the screw, it automatically starts up the pump to drive out the air. So it's not much more than just a video, but it's basically interacting with the person doing the commissioning and with the machine. Ask you questions and guides you step by step through the process of commissioning. And you ask if it is free. Yes, the setup.
Digitalization is always free.
It's not always free, but the things you need to basically use our systems and components, they, of course, have to be free because it's a prerequisite to use our components. However, if the digitalization is offering additional features, like, for example, an extended monitoring of a component or an additional control device, then that creates a value by itself, which works together with our system and component, but is a value by itself. And that, of course, will have a certain price.
And now we are in the phase of using the machine. Can you give us one example how digitalization helps the user by using the machine now?
Sure. During the usage phase, it is important that the properties of our components and systems are used to the fullest possible extent. So, for example, highest possible dynamic, highest possible volume flow, highest possible repeatability. And that is a question of setting up the right control parameters. In the classical analog world, we had to set up the control parameters here at our factory
for one use case.
In a way that it fitted not one use case, but all the possible use cases the component could be used in. Because there was just the control parameters were basically hard-coded in form of resistors or capacitors or so on the analog control unit. But and that, of course, led to the situation that we had to use safe parameters, safe control parameters, so that the component is working stable under all possible conditions which are allowed for the component or system. Now, the digitalization offers the possibility to adapt these control parameters also after the component is built, and it allows us to adapt these parameters for certain applications, or it even allows the customer later to adapt certain parameters by himself to optimize and to tweak the component in a way that it fits optimal to his specific application. For example, the parameters are set up in a way that they can deal with 320 bar of pilot pressure. Yeah. But most of our customers are using a much lower pilot pressure. Now, these customers using a lower pilot pressure now have a possibility to tweak parameters of the control, and by that increase, for example, the dynamic or the repeatability of a component, for example, a valve.
And how does this solution communicate then with the PLC or the control unit?
Also here, the digitalization is offering us several ways. One great advantage of a digitalization is its flexibility, and that comes into play when we talk about communication as well. So communicating with a component, with a digital heart, you can either do that using field bus technology or IO-Link technology.
IO-Link, okay. How popular is IO-Link?
Well, I always say IO-Link is kind of a USB bus of automation.
Oh, no, that's the OPC UA, the USB stick.
Yeah. IO-Link is easy to handle. Just one cable where you get your control signal as well as your power through, easy to wire up, easy to commission. However, of course, there are certain performance limits. So if you are in a closed loop control, the cycle times of IO-Link system might not be suitable. And then you go to full-blown Ethernet bus solution. So one way of communicating is via Ethernet bus IO-Link, but also for customers who choose to send the commanding signal using an analog signal, plus minus 10 volt, 4 to 20 milliamps, for example. Also for them, we have the possibility to access the digital heart by using Bluetooth technology. And then you can use an app on your smartphone, your tablet, on any smart device to access the digital heart, to change parameters, to get out information about the component.
Because I have an app for my drives, I have now an app for my hydraulic system, I have an app for my I don't know what. So how many apps do we need in the factory now?
Well, for our hydraulic components, of course, we have one app you can use. But of course, there is more than just hydraulics on a machine. But that's the reason why we are offering this multiple ways, this multiple interfaces to interact with the digital heart of a component or system. And you can, for example, do that via your field bus if you want to control everything out of your central PLC. Or if you choose to use analog signals on the control level, you can also use the digitalization by, for example, using the app. So there are multiple entry points, multiple channels you can use in order to give you the opportunity, give our customers the opportunity to choose the one which suits best their specific needs.
Let's talk about maintenance and digitalization. The maintenance always condition monitoring, and then the big goal, predictive maintenance. Let's talk about this topic.
Yeah, the holy grail,
of
predictive maintenance. Yes, that's something which we are offering today and for certain components. But it's one possibility to use this full-blown solution. And I have to admit, a look into the future. In certain areas, the results are very good already. Before you go to this full-blown predictive side, there are steps below that, which also greatly can help you to ease maintenance of your system. And it starts with simple error detection. And if something, a cable breaks or a component gets stuck, that's something where this component now can send an error message to the control system and makes it easier for you to pinpoint where might be the fault in your system. So it speeds up the process if something goes wrong. And then, of course, getting back the information about the measurements the components of the systems are taking themselves during operation also allows you to create on your PLC level an overall picture of how is your machine doing, especially by combining the information you get from the hydraulic components with information you get from other sensors and other components on the machine.
And then we start the whole artificial intelligence topic, right? We won't talk about this, but then it starts. Yeah.
Well, that's one of the prerequisites for that you get the information in the first place. And that's the base for going even further on the digitalization side and even going into artificial intelligence areas.
Going further, what is on your digitalization agenda for this year?
Well, One thing we are doing at the moment is that we are rolling out the digitalization to more and more of our components. So more and more of our components and system will get a digital heart. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to use a field bus or an I/O link to control this or to access this systems, but you can also use the standard analog system, but then use the app, the Bluetooth connection to access the digital heart. So the digital heart will still allow you to stay on the analog side, on the control side, but it allows you to go also to field bus or I/O link. So more and more components will get our digital heart. And then, of course, we are also working on the interface side, improving.
How important is that interface?
Interface is of growing importance because we see that we have fewer experts out there in the world, fewer experts specifically for hydraulic, and there is an expectation, and I think that's good and that's right, to have an easy-to-handle, an easy-to-use approach to deal with components in a machine, and that's something which we are supporting with our, for example, the app, the Bluetooth app, or which we are supporting with wizards and the configurators.
Thank you, Till. It was a pleasure. All the best. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Robert.